My guest at this time is Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King. He represents the Hawkeye State's 5th Congressional District, and he is a member of the House Judiciary Committee. He's also been involved in the fight over the definition of marriage in recent years because his state is among those which has now legalized gay marriage through mandate from the state Supreme Court. Some of those justices that were part of that decision were not returned to the highest court in Iowa as a result of the 2010 elections. However, we want to get his reaction most pressingly to the decision last week from President Obama, with the consent of Attorney General Eric Holder, to no longer defend the Defense of Marriage Act. Congressman, it's good to have you with us. So what was your reaction to the president's decision? And from what we're hearing from legal experts, it's going to be up to the Congress and probably the House to still defend vigorously this law. So what's the House ready to do?
Well, I put out a tweet and said that I will be offering an amendment to cut funding to the Justice Department and Attorney General Holder for his failure to uphold his constitutional oath. And that of the president, too, by the way. Their job is to take care that the laws are faithfully executed. And to simply defy the will of the American people as expressed through the Congress of the United States and declare that the Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional, on what basis? They declared the Arizona SB 1070 law unconstitutional as well. These are political maneuverings. They are not constitutional. What's constitutional is take your oath of office and oath to the Constitution and then follow through on it. So I plan to put together that amendment when the time comes, but also there is an initiative that seems to be emerging from our leadership to either bring a resolution through the floor of the House or find a way to fund and defend the Defense of Marriage Act and have the legislature do that if the executive branch will not. But I will tell you that for every dollar that we might spend defending the Defense of Marriage Act out of the Congress, we're going to need to cut a multiple of those dollars going to the Justice Department. This is I don't know that there's any precedent for the Justice Department simply thumbing their nose and saying we disagree with the policy, therefore we're not going to do our job or keep our oath. This is a very big issue for issues of marriage, but also if it's a constitutional issue, and we've got to resolve it in favor of the Constitution. And this president seems to have a whole different idea what the Constitution means than I do.
Two quick follow-ups. I think you pretty well answered the first one here, but just to clarify, there's obviously been some discussion heading into the presidential campaign and so forth about whether or not there needs to be a quote-unquote truce on social issues. Sounds like your leadership and the Republican rank and file in the House is ready to do what's necessary here to make sure that this law is vigorously defended, at least as well as the House is capable of defending it, if the Justice Department won't. So we can expect counsel or some other legislation to come pretty quickly here?
I think you can expect that. I can't tell you that I know it will happen, but I have every reason to think that it will. And, you know, if we declare the truce, that doesn't mean that we're going to retreat every time the White House assaults marriage. But that's what they're doing. They put marriage under assault. They've opened up their social experiment in the military and pushed through the unusual leverage, the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. Now, you know, we have sexual relations between combat troops. I mean, this is unbelievable to me. 10 years ago, it was beyond the conception, and today, it's part of the public dialogue and debate. And I think that, you know, we must defend the Defense of Marriage Act. We must defend the constitutional principle that the executive branch does not set the policy. That's the Congress. And they're to take care that the laws are faithfully executed. I go on and on the things the Justice Department should and should not be doing. But I think I'll just, you know, vent my frustration with DOMA, and I'll do all I can on my side, and there are many others that are ready to do the same here.
As far as the Judiciary Committee looking into the other issue you mentioned, and that's the executive branch essentially deciding unilaterally not to defend a law, what can the committee do to look into that and any action that could possibly be taken?
Well, I'll be hoping to have a conversation with Chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Lamar Smith, later on today, and talking to him about issuing an invitation to Eric Holder to come before the Judiciary Committee and explain this unconstitutional act on their part. I'd be very happy and eager to be asking Eric Holder some questions under oath. And I think there are many members of the Judiciary Committee that do the same. That doesn't mean it turns them around, but it puts the public spotlight on what this administration is doing. And we're going to have to use a number of different means to defend the DOMA Act. And by the way, if they can just disregard DOMA, that means that they can start paying out benefits to same-sex couples anywhere they choose, health insurance, retirement benefits, any other kind of package. You know, we have that in place because we want to encourage the nuclear family, because that's the best way to expand and sustain a wholesome civilization. And if you blur that issue and you turn marriage into any sexual relationship between any two or more consenting adults without the benefits of holy matrimony or the traditions of the known value of the very cornerstone of civilization, marriage as we've known it and as we should know it in the future, this whole civilization turns into something entirely different. So this is a big fight that we have on our hands. The will of the people should be expressed. It was expressed with DOMA, and the whim of the president cannot be allowed to sustain itself when it comes to the Defense of Marriage Act.
Congressman, a very critical issue, obviously, as you've just articulated. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Greg. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King represents his state's 5th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Judiciary Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus at Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.